Excuse me. Excuse me. Bartender. Excuse me. I'm trying to get some podcast content over here. What the fuck? Are you a barfly waiting on episodes? Are you a sad Patreon member who is sitting there thinking, are Mike and Steve ever going to get their shit together and release consistent fucking episodes? Well, do we have a solution for you? It's called a reinvigorated and positive attitude from your favorite host, Steve and Mike. That's right, barflies. I'm Steve Haley, the host of the Bartender Rant Podcast. One of the great joys of my life is to say that sentence. And joining me is my wonderful co-host, your favorite and mine, Michael Windsor. We are here to tell you that we have not given up on you, and we still have great content coming. Mike, just tell them how we're feeling right now.
I hate it here.
Don't we all? But,
by the way, that's a shout out to Herd Card Game, by the way.
Bake it for him for just a second.
No, yeah, we're ready to go. We know we, to be fair, everybody, we've told you since the beginning that we suck at podcasting. So hopefully
we really have. We haven't hidden that at all. No, but we're trying, guys. We really are trying to improve, and we do have a ton of content coming your way. It is hard to be consistent with our busy lives, and it's hard to always run this thing like a professional show when honestly, we're figuring it out as we go along. So I do think that we have learned a lot over the last couple of years. We have gotten better with the audio quality. We have gotten better with some of the bonus content, what we're offering you on the Patreon. But we want to give you an even better experience. We want to continue to improve the show. And we're doing a lot of work on the back end with our executive producer, Stefan, some of the other wonderful teammates that are coming on and helping us continue to grow this show in this community. Mike and I just felt that before you hear any other episodes, you hear from us about how much we appreciate you. We just thank you guys for all the support you've given us and the consistent numbers on listens and follows. You know, please keep sharing the show with your friends. Remind them that they might not get an episode exactly when they want, but we're trying to give you more on a more exactly. consistent basis.
That's
I'm going to throw it to Mike here because I think it's very important for us to give a special thanks to our Bozells, the executive producers on our Patreon who keep us going.
Yeah, and before we do that, this is going to be another one of the great Boilermaker tapes that we recorded. Thanks again to Jason and the Usual Bar for putting us up all day and letting us hang out and, again, just take over their space. A huge thank you to Chandler and Herd Card Game for setting all of that up. This was such a fun episode, and we can't share the rest of them on our Patreon. And we did just want to thank all of you listeners, of course, but a special thanks to our Patreon members who are continuing to support us, even though we don't fucking post shit. So thank you, guys. I want to give a quick shout out to three of our newest Patreon supporters, Sky Tafoya. I hope I'm saying that right. With Jaeger, with a ginger ale back. There you go. A woman after your own heart there, Steve.
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to play.
You're not allowed to drink. You drink.
But Jaeger. I can watch from afar and give her a stiff golf clap as she enjoys that Jaeger and ginger back.
And then Katie Rice with a sage margarita and Rumpel. And then Molly Marzano. And if you respond to our message on Patreon, we'll get your drink. But then a quick shout out to the rest of them too. Big Daddy Mike, Chandler, Regina Grace, Leah Grace, Colin McFarland, Leo Lalarge, The Mighty Kempo, Javier Rodriguez, Justin Tress, James Smith, Madeline Russell, and Vinny Ayaya. Thank you guys so much. You have no idea how much the support means to us. Like, literally, you guys are paying for us filing our taxes this week. So you really are the producers of the show, and we can't express to you how much we really do appreciate the support.
Yeah, and we filed them at 11:37 with barely a minute to spare on the extension deadline of September 15th. So your boy was on his computer click-clacking away into the wee hours of the night to get those taxes into Uncle Sam. So thank you to all. See, you.
It's not just the podcast. We put everything off until the last minute.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes. But, you know, our greatest consistency is inconsistency. And I think one of the ways that Mike and I can improve and get better at that and give you guys a better show experience, better fan experience, is to continue to integrate more talented people than us, people like Stefan, and allow this community to grow through people that can fill in some of our weaknesses and help us get better. I mean, that's really the name of the game. We started this as a passion project, and it has grown into something real. It has grown into a living organism, and we feel it every time we go to one of these wonderful cities for a bar crawl. So, guys, if you keep believing in this, we will too, and we will bring this motherfucking show from coast to coast, immortalizing this crazy business that we work in. So we love you all. Enjoy this episode. And until, I guess, our next...
We'll see it in a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. Until our next intro, have a wonderful time. I'm not even going to say fuck off. Enjoy yourselves.
Oh, look at that.
Have a pleasure.
Have a pleasure. The Bartender Rant Podcast, DFW Bar Crawl, is brought to you in partnership with Herd Card Game, the card game for service industry misfits.
Welcome, Barflies listeners, and everybody that has actually put your money where your motherfucking mouth is and subscribe to this beautiful Patreon bonus content. We are back here again from the usual, an amazing cocktail room here in Fort Worth, Texas, with another episode of the Boilermaker Tapes. Now, if you haven't joined us before, it's a very simple concept. What we're going to do is a shot of whiskey and a beer, and we're going to have an esteemed colleague of ours here in the service business tell us a great story about drinking, debauchery, or anything of the kind. So I want to bring in Zach.
What's up, y'all?
A new friend. It hasn't been a long time, but it's been a good time.
It's been a great time.
It feels like we went deep quick. You know what I mean?
At least 10 gallons deep.
10 gallons deep. But man, I love your vibe. I can't wait to get into the story. Now, what we need to kick off the show with is two things. Number one, you know, we always say that with the Boilermaker Tapes, mm-hmm. it's kind of like Seinfeld, right? We do it like the name of the episode, right?
So right.
We've had the bubblegum story. We've mm-hmm. had the paper check.
Mm-hmm. We've had promoted to security.
Promoted to security.
The pink drinks.
Okay. Glitter in the gutter.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah.
10 gallons deep.
So, oh, this is going to be fun. hey, C-Dog. You did good, girl. You did so good. I love this man. I just want to hug him. I don't even want to interview him. I want to hug him. Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway, so one of the things that we need to understand is what the name of this story is. So mull on that for a second. But as you mull on that, for all of our listeners out there, you can drink along if you feel so compelled. But what it is a shot of whiskey and a beer. I'm not having it any other way. You want to mix it up? You want to do a Mexi Boilermaker?
I mean, if you got to put some pink coloring in there, that's fine.
Well, James is not allowed to do anything else. But yes, we do a shot of whiskey and a beer, and we hear a great story. So
look at your little half shot.
I got a lot to go. Let's raise a glass to the air.
Tink.
Say cheers and pour this brown liquid back.
Prost.
Taylor Swift.
So, Zachary.
Not you calling the full name.
Government.
Not the government name. Wait till you fill out my middle name. I can't have that.
What is your middle name?
It's Carl.
Is it Carl?
Yeah, with a K.
So
German.
Good to see you.
German. Not the bullshit American C.
This is the German 3.
But yeah, this is German.
I'm going to do it for every episode, guys. I'm going to do it for every episode.
So, hot fucking take. My entire life, I don't know why, I'm a quarter German. I've always done the 3, where it's the thumb and the two fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the bullshit this or any of that. And then I saw Inglourious Basterds. I went, that's me.
I feel seen.
That's me.
I feel seen. So, earlier on our first Boilermaker of the day, I did what I always do, where I go, this is the German 3, and I intentionally do the American.
That's not it.
I know.
Okay, oh.
I do that to piss people off.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Yeah.
I go, this is the German 3, and I do the accent. And
it's because Deutsch sie nicht.
People get very uncomfortable about that. I also work at a German beer hall, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You
I
should,
listen.
You should.
I do,
yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the
You should
support.
See him in his lederhosen.
I'm sexy.
And what the lady was wearing, the dirndl?
It does sound like
a dirty word.
So last year I was in Europe for a month, and I went to München for Oktoberfest, and of course I spent 250 euro on the whole Trocken set.
It's a real
worth it. It's a real
thing.
Fucking investment.
I'm so happy you brought that up.
Yeah.
You know, the dirndls and the lederhosen, they're not cheap.
No.
It's like a good suit, right? You buy it once, you have it for life, right?
I refused to do that. So what I did is I found a golf.
Goes down to Party City.
No, yeah, you have to like a Party City. You look like a frat boy during October night.
No, no. I found a golf club head cover from Goodwill for $1, cut it up. It was like a leather and gold golf club head cover, and I made it look like the strap across the front, and I put a flap across my belt. And that was, and that's what I've been using for 3 years now at this beer hall. And people compliment me on my fucking
lighter.
No, you are
a crafty little bitch.
I am a crafty little bitch, dude.
You put some good costumes together.
Me and Martha Stewart would have had some wild sex.
In or out of prison? Well, yeah. I gotta know. Both?
Oh my God. Tie me to the bars. Let her have her way with me.
Oh, I used to fuck guys like Martha Stewart in prison.
That's how I got through college.
We've been on a real
roadhouse.
Yeah, we've been on a real roadhouse.
I've never seen it.
You are the
best. You've never seen Roadhouse?
I am the cooler. I made him watch it.
Thank you.
Because I was like, what are we doing here? You don't.
There's so many good lines. What was the last line? Isn't the correct? Because I've only seen it once. Like, you're too stupid to have a good time.
Dude, I just love. What's his name? I can never remember. It always
the cowboy guy, right?
Yeah, it always escapes me with the.
But Wade, he plays Wade. Yeah,
Wade Phillips or whatever his name is and his name is escaping me. He's from obviously.
Yeah, he's in the Big Lebowski. Yeah.
He's in the Big Lebowski, and he's adios, mijo.
Yeah.
Adios, mijo.
All right, we got to
tell the story. Yeah.
So we took our whiskeys, we have our beers backed up, but Zach.
Yes.
And K for Carl. I'm a middle name Russell, by the way. They called me Rusty. It was really damaging. I just felt like I had to bridge that gap with you. But Zachary.
Yes.
What are we calling this story?
We're going to call it The Miracle Threat.
Okay. The Miracle Threat.
Threat, yes.
All right, well, take it
away. All right, so this was the best year of everybody's lives, 2020.
I love it.
Yeah, so great start. I really forget what kind of made that year weird, but something did. And in October, we had opened up a new bar in Fort Worth, originally out of Austin. Not going to name names, but it starts with an N and rhymes with Nickel City. And so I was manager there.
I feel it's kind of controversial. I've heard a lot about it, but I've heard mixed things here.
We are terrible derailing our guests.
No, bring on. Let's talk.
Can you just go in on Nickel City? Because this is the fifth person that's talked about it.
Okay.
And all they say, this is what they say. You should go to Nickel City. And I go, can you tell me about it? And they just laugh in my face. So
okay.
Can you explain?
So here's my Nickel City pitch. It's a badass, like, craft dive bar. If you want to go in, get a shot of Jim Beam and a Coors Banquet for $7, they got you. If you want a $400 fucking pour of whiskey, they got you.
Really?
Ramos Gin Fizz, say fucking less. They got you.
It's
no
like
matter
that.
What, they've got your ass.
Okay.
And then, on top of that, best fucking bar food in the world. And I will fight a motherfucker on that.
What's your go-to on the menu?
Sliders. All fucking day.
Dude, I'm a big sliders guy.
And dog. Sliders this big.
It's just a burger.
It's a fucking burger. It's a fucking burger.
You get three of them.
Yeah, you BOGO slider night. BOGO sliders on Tuesday. It fills you up.
Good God.
And then the wings popping their pussies all fucking day.
Oh, we don't do this wings, blue cheese, or ranch.
Hot take. I raw dog it.
Yeah, that's yeah.
No sauce, because
no sauce at all. Like
I sauced the wings, but I ain't dipping the shit.
He's called you a psychopath before, and I know you don't know it.
That's fine.
But we've discussed this.
That's not the worst thing I've ever
called. He's like these people out. I haven't met one yet, but these people who don't like either. Yeah. I never want to meet these people. They're fucking
psychopaths. You know what? I was listening yesterday just to prep. You know, as a gay man, I always prep one way or another. This time was just listening. And I thought about this, and my answer is, first of all, ranch is fucking bullshit. It's mayo with extra steps, and mayo is the blandest, most worthless fucking condiment.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, mayo is bullshit. Ranch is bullshit. It's the Donald Trump of condiments.
It is.
Not only is, well, technically he's the orangest, but the whitest bullshit in the world, and it's fucking worthless.
I'm
going to put some dill with some buttermilk and mayo? Fuck you. No. And then blue cheese dressing, I hate it.
You are 100% forgiven for your wing takes. But
great.
My God, yes, absolutely. I mean, look, I've been scared with our ranch takes in this particular state.
In this state, yeah.
Somebody was going to come from the same place.
People put ranch in their coffee. I swear, I have seen it. I have seen it. I am not shitting your dick here. At my restaurant, this dog, he was like, hey, can I get some coffee? And I was like, hey, you want cream or sugar? And he goes, ranch.
No.
And I go, verbatim, just like this. I go, huh?
Did he stir it?
The girl, he took the ramekin of ranch, house made, and poured it in, swirled it, and drank it. I wanted to throw up on this ugly man.
I want to throw up now.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly, not even that. I want to throw hands. I want to throw up and throw hands.
All right. Yeah. I'm sick to the bone. The last time I was this sick was when I got COVID. So tell me more about 2020. Oh.
2020. Okay. Jesus Christ. So we opened up a brand new bar in October of COVID. Love to see it. So in Texas, we had hella restrictions at this point. It was a half capacity.
Doesn't feel like a Texas thing.
You know, Governor Hot Wheels. I'm sorry, Greg Abbott. He was good at the first of it. At the start, he was like, yeah, we're going to take care of our people. But then he rolled on it a little bit. He was like, nah, we gotta get open up. So in October, so it was a half capacity, and you had to socially distance tables and had to wear a mask until you were sitting. And that went through, I think, like January, February of 21.
And we had the same restrictions.
Exactly, yeah. So we followed pretty well. And I fucking hated it, not because I disagreed with it, but it's because Texas, how do I say this nicely? We're fucking assholes when it comes to the government saying something.
Right.
Texas is the only state that reserves the right to fly their flag at the same height.
Fun fact, that's bullshit. Look it up. Really? Anyone can.
Texas is the only one that has the fucking balls.
Yeah, we're the only ones who do it, but anyone can.
But
we just can't. No one can fly it higher is the thing.
That's kind of why I led that question early. Look, I'm from, and I'm just talking about voting basis. I'm from a blue state. You're obviously mm-hmm. from a very red state. And Texas has a reputation of being the, like, don't tell me what the fuck to do.
It's
don't fuck it. I do what I want. Yeah. I do what
and
I want.
You go out of my constitutional rights. We can't do this here.
So to hear that you guys were that buttoned up is a bit surprising to me.
Yeah,
it really is.
And only
especially with the free state of Florida and everything that happened down there. But
I don't know her.
Yeah. Oh, man, I want to go so hard in on Ron DeSantis right now, but I'm not going to do it.
All you have to do is a really shitty fake smile and just like,
yes, Ron.
We're going to make America Florida.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Alligators for everyone.
So you know, do you know what?
Actually,
I
would vote for him on that alone.
Right.
I am the gayest motherfucker
I'm
in town.
I am
the yeehaw homo of Fort Worth. If Ron DeSantis said, hey, alligators for everyone, fuck it. I will stop sucking dick. I will stop voting for people. That's good. Now, nah, give me a fucking gator, dog.
That's
give
a platform I can
that's
get behind.
Now, DeSantis, 24.
Now, you do know to do the Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is the second easiest accent of all time, right?
Uh-huh.
The people that do impressions, the easiest one is Michael Caine, because to talk.
You just have to say Michael Caine.
Like Michael Caine. You just
I'm
have
I'm
to talk
like Michael Caine right here.
Very,
I'm brilliant.
Very slowly. That's all you need to do. Yeah. Now,
wait, is Michael Caine? Wait, is that the? Is that Alfred?
Alfred.
Yes. I know what.
I'm sorry. That's,
saw,
that's
that was
the one.
Not good.
That's the one. Good.
It wasn't good.
That was
but
trash.
You just talk slowly. Now to do the Ron DeSantis, you talk from the back of your mouth. Florida, and we're going to run for president, and this is what we're gonna do. And you talk from the back of your mouth. You get the words from almost like the back of your neck, and you push them forward.
It's outside. It's
there
good.
It is. Yeah. Okay. We have. Wow.
We've gone off.
Just leave the impressions alone, please.
We'll circle back to this.
That was
I'll
a good
end,
DeSantis.
I'll end with my Trump, which is award winning.
Yeah. Can you do a good Trump?
give me something real quick to talk about.
Having an award-winning penis.
Now, people are saying that they've seen my penis, and the lion left in crooked Joe Biden, they'll say it was no good. It was small. It was crooked. It was no great. But let me tell you, my penis is the best in the world.
Huge.
No, it's huge. Huge. Let me tell you, once the Twin Towers went down, my penis was the tallest thing in Manhattan.
Ridiculous. I literally couldn't, my body couldn't figure out how to laugh at that.
Okay.
Oh my
god. My penis was the tallest thing in Manhattan. Huge. Okay, let's fucking keep this shit rolling.
All right, that's
right. We need to give him the mic. We need to give him the mic. All right, so I'm sorry. You opened a restaurant during COVID because you hate yourself.
Oh, yeah, so opening manager, and so open in November or October, get through November.
That's fucking brilliant. I'm
thank
sorry.
You, thank that you. If there's one thing I can do well, it's a 9/11 joke.
Hey, you know what's funny? This guy too.
Hey, let's go down like
they're usually inside jokes, so not everybody gets them, but.
Oh, that's great.
I'm so happy this is bonus content, because if it was out for free, this would be the end.
Oh, canceled.
This is how
canceled. You can't do this again.
We would go down in flames, allegedly.
not jet fuel, because I can't melt this.
Oh my god. Keep it fucking rolling. Keep it rolling.
Don't get me started on the fucking Pentagon.
You too.
That
you
five-sided little
bitch. Flight 93.
Flight 93.
We're getting 20 gallons deep right here. We need to bring it back to 10, okay? Bring it back to 10. These Boilermaker tapes are brought to you by The Usual. The Usual is Fort Worth's first craft cocktail bar. That's right. They started off in Fort Worth.
Goddamn.
This iconic wood, chrome, steel, and stained concrete industrial speakeasy was inspired by a visit to Chicago in 2007. Located on Magnolia Avenue in Fort Worth, The Usual opened in 2009 and offers all manner of slightly esoteric libations. Drop by for an old-fashioned or one of their innovative seasonal cocktails. Maybe even a pank drink.
Oh, I love a good pank
drink. Huge shout out to The Usual and Jason and the whole team there. They just made us feel so at home and gave us such a beautiful spot to hang out and record all of these incredible Boilermaker tapes. If you're in the Fort Worth area visiting, or if you live there, please go by and spend some time with them. I promise you, you'll have a good time.
Very different style than the Algiers Club, but I will tell you, it is a special space. Just really, really cool space.
Yep. So thank you again to everyone at The Usual. Thank you, Jason, for putting up with our shenanigans. You can follow The Usual at The Usual Bar on Instagram. These episodes are sponsored by Two Hats Coffee. Two Hats Coffee is a mom-and-pop venture that carefully selects single-origin coffee harvest from Costa Rica and roasts the beans in small batches in the backwoods of East Texas. Pick your preferred roast, choose whole bean or ground, and order online. Costa Rican grown, Texas roasted. And don't worry, I got permission from both of the people from Costa Rica here to say that. So check them out at twohatscoffee.com. That's the number 2hatscoffee.com.
All right. Yeah, well, let's get back to
that. Oh, my God.
So we get through the first month and a half of opening, and us being sadistic fucks, we did Miracle. The Christmas pop-up.
Yeah.
So we were the Fort Worth
like Miracle on 36th Street.
Exactly, yeah. So right, international cocktail pop-up for Christmas. Yeah. We all do the same menu, all this shit. It's great. It's also the worst thing in the world because all the basic cunts, and I say that in the worst possible connotation, come out.
Because they're trapped in their homes.
They're like, oh my God, Christmas. Not even that. Well, that too. Yes, actually.
But that motivated the basic concept.
They motivate. Well, the whores, they're like, oh, a new bar, COVID. Oh, let's go kill everybody. Oh. And then Christmas rolls around and they're like, oh my God, you have Christmas cocktails? Can I get a Christmas vodka soda with a splash of crayon? And our response was, kill yourself. And we would make it with a rosemary sprig. So we're in Miracle.
Oh my God.
And again, so as normally I was the manager and I would always have to just run the fucking floor, make sure people, like, because we're always on a wait. People are waiting outside. This is a bar, not even a restaurant. It's a bar. And we have this giant line. Everyone's trying to get in. So I was like, hey, we got to hold capacity. One in, one out. And or out and in. And so there was this one night. I was the closing manager. The GM was there. Bumping all 93 people we can get inside the building, we're there. We had to wait, I think, like another 30, whatever. So this couple comes in, hanging out, whatever, not a mask on them, which big no-no. You gotta have the mask while walking around in Texas at that time. And so I didn't notice this because I was helping on the service well, because we were, that was the other rule is you couldn't do like walk up to the bar and get a drink. You had to be seated. So you either had a bar seat.
That was very hard yeah, line.
Exactly. And so you're either a bar seat or a table at a seat. And
you don't get anything unless you're sitting down.
Exactly. You can't just walk up. And so half the job at that point was just cocktailing. So I'm running service well for a little bit so my guy can go fucking piss for the first time in 3 days. And as I finally get off, I'm taking a quick breath, getting some water, and I'm just scanning the restaurant or the bar. And then one of my cocktails comes up to me. They're like, "Hey, Zach, someone's sitting at a table that's blocked off." Because we had to like, there was half the tables we had to block off for social distancing, all that.
Of course.
And I was like, "Damn, that's so crazy. They didn't see the tape on the table." And then she goes, "They don't give a fuck." I'm like, "Oh, this is a really great start." So they're sitting at, what was it? Booth one. I hate that I remember this. This was fucking almost 3 years ago. I remember this shit.
You're traumatized.
Oh, the PTSD. Y'all wait. So they're sitting there. Obviously, we didn't go to them because they're at a table. We're not serving. And they eventually walk up, again, sans mask, and they go to the bar and get a drink. And I'm looking at the GM who was there with me. I was like, "Hey, what's the move?"
Yeah, were they able to get a drink at the bar?
They did. Because they found two seats. So they sat down to get a drink. Homegirl puts her purse on the back of this chair. Comes in handy later. Fun fact. And I look at the GM. I'm like, "Hey, girl, what do you do?" She is the shortest lesbian in the world. And I'm the most average height homosexual in Texas. So that's who's managing this bar. And she looks at me and she goes,
"Is that why they hired you guys?"
Yeah. The gayest not gay bar in Texas.
We need an average sized gay guy.
And a really small lesbian.
And if we got time, I got a great story about this. Specifically the two of us. So she looks at me and she goes, "Dog, I'm about to get out of here. This is on you. Oh. This is your shift." I'm like, "Heard. Love you, girl." So I'm scanning and I'm watching. They're sitting down. They get their beer or whatever. And
you allowed the fucked up table.
Well, no. They left the table. Because they went to the bar. So they went and found two bar stools next to each other. Right. Which, legal, whatever. They get their beers and the first thing they do is stand up. And they're just standing there. And this was the worst part of my job about that time, is just going up to people, violating our regulations and shit. And be like, "Hey," and this is how I'd always approach it. "Hey, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate your patronage. It's great. You're taking care of my people, making sure they can pay their rent. Unfortunately, per the state, I'm going to have to ask you to wear a mask while you're standing.
Sure.
The second you sit it down, please take it off. You're welcome to. But like while you're standing, please stop it." And so I noticed before they got up, the dude's on his fucking phone like this. Recording and talking into it, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's like that.
It's like that. And I'm just like, "Fuck." So I walk up and I'm like, "Hey guys," that whole spiel. "Thanks for coming in. Hate this, but like, can you wear
appreciate
the mask?"
The support.
And the guy, "Thanks for supporting us. We're brand new. We love this. But like, per the state, per the Republican governor and legislature, please wear the mask while you're standing." This fucker, I swear to God, puts his phone on my face. "You're violating my constitutional rights. Yes. You can't make me do shit. You fucking queer communist. You're making me do all this." And I'm like,
I love when somebody gets so upset with somebody that they do.
No, he was waiting for it.
No, he wanted
out to do this.
And I know he wanted to say my favorite word, the F slur. I saw it form in.
I love when somebody gets so mad that they do the IU. IU, I swear to God.
IU, I swear. So he is fucking going.
I thought you didn't like pronouns.
Please explain it to me, sir, because I don't understand what world we're living in.
The only thing I'm pro is America, not nouns. I'm pro verb.
Sorry, it's hard to hear you over all this freedom ringing.
Let freedom ring.
Do you take your hat off when they sing God Bless America?
Because I'm a faggot. I don't do that. The anthem, yes, but God Bless America? Nah, fuck that song.
I also take my hat off when Sarah McLachlan sings In the Arms of the Angels.
In the arms of
I care about pitbulls. One bite laws.
Okay.
Fucked up.
I'm sorry.
So, you're good, so he starts recording and yelling in your face. So calling you a commie and everything else.
You fucking queer communist trying to regulate.
Trying to regulate me.
Yeah, trying to regulate my life.
It's time to regulate you. It's time to regulate you.
There's a few people I wish would regulate me. So he's doing all this shit. I'm like, dog, like either comply or get the fuck out. And I literally go, it's a piece of fabric. That's all I'm asking. And he's fucking hounding my ass. I'm like, all right, dog, I'm gonna give you one more chance or you gotta get the fuck out. Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. And I'm not gonna do too much political talk, even though the subject matter has led us in this space. But I've always found it interesting that the people that were super against it, and I'm not gonna make a comment on that, people that are super against it are also people that are like very hard set on independence and like small government and things like that. Wouldn't those people be behind private business being a private business and setting private their own rules?
Yeah, how did
guys? No, so this is the fucking rule here.
They love anything you can until it makes them upset.
Choose or not choose to be here.
That's all. If it makes them upset, they hate it, and that's the end of the line on that. Excuse me. So this guy, he's doing all this shit. I'm like, dude, this is your last fucking chance. Otherwise, I'm gonna kick you out. He goes, you can't fucking kick me out. I have a right to be here. And I said, the fuck you do.
No, you do not.
Now you're violating my constitutional rights,
exactly.
Sir.
You know, like, the thing
you
is
goddamn queer commie motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Out
I am the queer commie who's gonna fuck you up. And so this guy, he's like fucking yelling at me. I'm like, all right, you know what? Get the fuck out. I'm done. And I'm getting angry.
I can just, because you just seem like such a just like nice, just friendly, gregarious person. But I could just, I could just see your face drop.
No, but that's the thing about people like Zach, right?
It's like, really, man, like.
That's the thing about people like Zach. You meet them and he can be friends with, I guarantee you can be friends with fucking anybody.
Anybody until you fuck me up.
Exactly.
Yeah, until you fuck me up.
When you flip the switch, you flip the fucking switch and then it's over.
Absolutely. So the switch flipped. I said, all right, you know what? Get the fuck out. I'm over this. And when I get angry, I get real straight. My voice is already deep, but it gets like
you're not fun anymore.
Yeah, no, I get fucking Josh Turner deep on my voice, like chest puffs out. Like I'm ready to fight a hoe. And I'm like, get the fuck out. And the guy's like, I already paid for my beer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I look at my bartender. I'm like, give me a fucking 20 from the drawer. I'm not dealing with this shit. I get it. Yes. I throw it at him. I'm like,
I'll
there's your
you
cash. Get the fuck out. Don't ever come back. Fuck you. And the guy's like fucking yelling at me. And some
great straight impression, by the way.
Thank
Love
you.
It.
Thank you. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Ooh. That's my Baltimore. And so he puts his fucking phone on my face. He's like, what's your name? I'm going to expose you. I want to know who you are. I'm against you fucking ruined. And I go, my name's Zach Huar. I'm the faggot kicking it out of this bar. Get the fuck out.
World star.
World star. World star. And so like everyone's like watching, obviously, because we're yelling. And some random fucking dude, never met him in my life, didn't work for us, wasn't with this guy, grabs him, puts him like in a chokehold. He's like, get the fuck out, dude. It's not worth it. So
is he wearing a mask?
No, he was, but it fell off, which I was like, I'll allow it. You're helping, thanks. So he puts this guy in a chokehold, and we're dragging his fucking ass out here, and he's still fucking recording like this, and everyone in the bar is like,
this is America.
I thought this was America. And he's trying to rile up the bar against us, and the whole bar, like, somehow in Houston goes, fuck you.
You have a collective.
They all knew. They got our ass. So we're dragging him out, and we finally get him outside. And the whole bar, they're clapping, they're cheering, hoo-hoo, ha-ha-ing, all of it. And so we're there, and here's the little callback. The wife goes, I left my purse on the back of the stool. I'm like, you fucking cunt. I look at her, I was like, all right, you can go in and get it and get the fuck out. He's going to escort you. One of my bartenders fucking yoked. Like, he snapped the bitch if he needed to. And I wish he would have. So he opens the door and he's holding it for her. And he like gently touches the back of her back just to get her in. Mm. And the guy, and I forgot to say this. I'm on the phone with the police. Mm. Like, I called the cops.
Because
he's like,
gotten to that point.
Yeah, like it got to that point earlier. And I was like, girls, hello, Miss Fort Worth PC or PD. Can you come here? So they're on the way, and this guy, while I am still on the phone with dispatch, as we're escorting his wife in, he goes, don't touch my wife! I will kill you! I will fucking kill you! And dispatch, just like this, goes,
was that him? I'm like, yes. And she goes, I'm escalating this call.
And you're just like, yeah, he's the one outside without the mask on.
So. Yeah. Really find the girl. And at this point, mine had fallen off. And I'm like, whatever. Like,
usually
more important things are happening.
I hate the word escalate.
Oh, the shit was escalating. Well, it was an escalator in the mall. It went up.
I appreciate her escalating this call.
She did.
It's a top priority call.
Like, thanks, queen. Like, she knew. She's like, I'm going to help the gay out one time. First time Fort Worth PD's ever done it. So I'm still on the phone with dispatch, the 5-0 on the way, and they're walking out. And I was like, hey, they're leaving. Should I follow? And they're like, no, just keep them in sight.
Right.
And
right,
so they're walking
they don't
down the block.
Any further engagement.
Exactly.
Potential violence, right?
And so I'm just watching, hanging out. I'm like, so how's your night? She goes, nothing happening except this. And so they're the fucking assholes, they're walking down the street once their homegirl finally left. And they turn a corner. I was like, hey, they turned the corner on this street. And I'm like, still waiting on the cops. And they're like, well, just stay on the line with me. Not 10 seconds later, 17 squad cars.
Oh.
Roll up. 17.
Nothing else was going
nothing
on.
Nothing else. The entire city of Fort Worth.
I'm going to kill you, and every cop got a fucking boner.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, what the fuck? I want to kill someone. Let me go.
Get your guns out.
Let's go. Pop, pop. And then they shut up, and they're like, oh, they're white. Boo.
I mean, listen, you know, we haven't talked about this enough as a society. The real sufferers during the pandemic were the hard-on cops looking for action that didn't get any because people were in their homes.
Everyone was in home. They're like, what do I do now?
They heard a call during the pandemic that might be something that they could actually
this is not what I expected
get
when
the
I came
blood
to Texas
flow into their penis again. And you, they said, let's all show
you
up.
You tricked me with the fucking cowboy hat when you walked in, you son of a bitch. God.
See, I cosplay as straight. That's what it is. And let me tell you, award-winning cosplayer doing that.
No, you have that wrong. We cosplay as you, dude. You are a motherfucking brand.
That's what we were talking about.
Jesus, God, dude. You have literally taken over the fucking this entire house today. My God. Oh, I like I said, I don't want to interview. I just want to hug you for like 30 seconds.
Oh, and we'll make it
happen. That sounds like a short period of time. I want all 30 seconds.
Because 31 is going
to give me 33.
I want to create a dependency. You know what I'm saying? Like,
say less.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love you.
You know how to make me horny. Oh,
Jesus. I love that you don't have the walls, man. Many people.
I used to do stand-up. Like, this is my fucking bread and butter right here.
Yeah. That's great. So how does this resolve?
Yeah.
So
17 SWAT cars roll up, and I'm like, hey, they turn on this street, that direction. Seven of them just skirted off. And then, like, that was the first time I met my team.
Like, damn, we should have been quicker.
They're like, he went where? And like, they were disappointed. They're like, we wanted to do something. And so, like, seven of them skirt away, and then I'm talking to the beat cop, and then I explain the whole thing, and they're like, he threatened to kill you? And I was like, kinda, yeah. He's like, do you feel threatened? I was like, nah, I was kind of hot. And the cop, he just goes,
like, show the hot girls your hot shit real quick, by the way. Thank you.
Fuck being good, I'm a bad bitch.
That's my best friend. By the way, I did that last night and no one got the reference.
When?
You saw me when I was like, that's my best friend. She a bad bitch. Got her own money, you know.
Wait, was this before or after you tried to fight me? All right, so anyway, the cops are disappointed. Some of them are pulling off here.
I got 17 minutes before they show up. I fuck you up in 17 minutes. Yeah.
So, love that. So I'm talking to my beat cop for the first time, and then, like, I explain the situation, and he just does this little, like, weird hand gesture, and all the other squad cars just leave. He finishes talking to me, and it was just him and his partner. I was like, hey, guys, wish you would have got here sooner, but thanks for responding. Y'all want some sliders? Their fucking eyes lit up, and they go, what'd you say? I was like, you want some sliders? They're like, yeah. So we both got them sliders, obviously comped it, and they ate that. They were like a fucking child in heaven. I was like, did I just get Fort Worth PD in the palm of my hand?
There you go.
And let me tell you, I did, because the rest of my tenure there, I would call, be like, this and that address. They're like, on the way. 45 seconds.
Oh, shit.
45 seconds, they were there.
You had them on speed
dial. I got them. I got the girls.
I manipulated Miss Fort Worth.
I love that shit.
Taxpayers, thank you. I got your ass.
Yeah, we, this.
You got people, they need to call the police. They're calling you first.
They're calling me. They're like, hey, Zach, can you? I'm like, oh, yes. Can you go here? Thanks.
You're familiar with taco culture, right? Like how every white bitch has a fucking taco tattoo. Mm-hmm. Like we all love tacos. I love tacos. I'm not going to get it on my body. Here to shit on tacos. But what I am here to do is talk about how slider culture needs to be a thing. Because I want to open up a slider only restaurant, like burger sliders, chicken sliders.
It's so funny you should say that, because the hospitality group I work for now, we have a slider restaurant.
Dude, take me there.
Bet. Say
what
fucking
is it
what?
Called?
Son of a Butcher.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's like every time I think he can't top himself,
wrap it up,
he does.
Wrap it up.
All right,
well, we gotta get you. Well, you gotta come on.
You
the
have
show.
To. You,
please, dog, I would love
you
it.
You were born for this meeting.
I would love
you
it.
You have to tell more stories. This
oh,
is
I
not
got
enough.
You, girl.
Not
I
enough.
Got you.
Oh, Zach, thank you. An unbelievable Boilermaker. Thank you again to The Usual for even putting up with this shit, because I'm sure there were 7 things said on just that show that they don't also subscribe to.
No, don't worry. I say faggot here too. I earned the right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank you, girls. Fuck off.
See you real bad bitch. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening along, and thanks for drinking along. We really hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, we release new episodes whenever we can. A big shout out to our friends at Trauma Parlor, whose song Fast One you heard throughout the show. They also just dropped a new single called I Don't Look Enough Like Mary Tonight. Please check them out on Spotify. They're just fucking kick-ass. They're just rock and roll.
Yeah, give them some love.
Yeah, give those motherfuckers some love.
You know, all these DFW Bar Crawl episodes have been incredible, and we just really hope you guys are enjoying them. Keep in mind, you know, if you want us to come to your city, reach out to us, DM us, email us. Well, you know, let's start a GoFundMe. Let's make it happen. We've been so blessed to be able to come here to Dallas and do all these amazing shows, but we could not do it without the support of the people who listen and our team. You know, our partnership with Herd and everything that Chandler has been doing to put us up in her house and organize this week, and then the media daddy, Stefan.
Say hi, Stefan.
Oh, he just waved.
Okay. He just
he's
waved.
Waving long, but he... If you're sitting there saying to yourself, oh my God, I can actually hear Mike and Steve talk in my car speakers, that is literally because of Stefan. So we thank him, and we're going to hopefully bring you more and more of these bar crawl sort of content. If you want to be one of our regulars, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at BRP.
Just BRP.
At BRP Drink Along. Sorry, no the. You can listen along anywhere you get your podcast just by searching the Bartender Rant Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. This is the best way, sorry, big burp there. This is the best way to help us grow the show and reach new listeners. The more ratings and reviews, the faster we climb up the charts. And plus, Mike and I really need the personal validation.
And you know what? I'm feeling it this week. Being here in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's just been incredible. We just got to meet so many awesome people and just have a shit-kicking good time down.
Everybody at the Algiers Club, everybody at The Usual, you guys are the bomb. So great to us. And I know we've had other sponsors, PDC Meal Prep. I know that we had Two Hats Coffee. Everybody that has come out to support the show has been awesome. Tell them what they shouldn't forget, Mike.
Don't forget that if you're a Spotify user, be sure to check out our BRP playlist on Spotify. We just got some cool music on there. But most importantly, we've got the BRP Industry Night, where each guest we have on the show gets to pick 3 songs to add. They're all added chronologically, so you can see which of your favorite guests, you know, what kind of music that they're into.
Or you can bash them for their bad music.
Oh, and some of them have some shit taste in music. I don't know if it's intentional, but it's fucking bad.
Do you guys want some kick-ass show merch?
I do.
Of course you do. Check out all of our amazing swag. The link to all of those cool designs is in the show description and on our Instagram page. And if you want to just hang out with Mike and me, join us the first Monday of every month for a virtual industry night happy hour. We're going to have some drinks. You can meet some fellow barflies like Chandler. I don't know. I have a Costa Rican friend. And you can listen to our guest bartender playlist. You also will have an opportunity to tell Mike and I how much we suck at podcasting. Make sure you follow us on social media for the links to all of those Industry Night Happy Hour video calls.
I want to do this time.
Okay.
And now, for all of you shit talkers out there, it's your turn on the mic. Look, we've set up a bartender hotline called The Suggestion Box, where you can air your grievances, tell your stories, or just rant about the
the fucking bullshit you just put up with on your ship, your shift. All you have to do is dial 423-PODRANT and drop us a line. Steve and I will play the best of the bunch. We'll react to your crazy stories on this new bonus segment. So the next time the bar business has you saying, fuck me, just dial 423-PODRANT.
That's right.
And if you want to be one of our VIP listeners, please subscribe to the Bartender and Podcast on Patreon. You'll get access to all of our bonus content like the Boilermaker tapes, like the Suggestion Box, special releases, and so much more. You also will be listed on the episodes as one of our executive producers.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you want to be a big tipper,
a.k.a. one of our Bozells,
feel free to leave a tip on PayPal under the bartenderrantpodcast@gmail.com. If you do, we'll list you as one of those wonderful executive producers, and we will shout out your name and your drink of choice on the show. Really quickly, let's run through our Bozells, Mikey. We got, why don't you do them this time?
Hey, thanks, Steve. And we're going to start things off with our newest Patreon subscriber, Vinny Iaia. I think I'm saying that right. Vinny, thank you so much for your support. We DM'd you on Patreon. Get us that drink of choice, and we'll make sure to list it next time. Then we've got Mike with the 7-7 and maraschino cherry. Thanks, Dad. Then we, of course, have Chandler with the brass monkey, that funky monkey. Next, we got Regina Grace with a draft natty light and a hot malort and a champagne flute, the champagne of pain. Then, of course, we have Leah Grace in the old-fashioned, a classy drink for a classy lady. Next, we got Colin McFarland with a gin and tonic and a smoked glass. Leo LaLarge with the Madeline shot. Then we've got the Mighty Kempo with a Fernet Branca and a soda. Or, excuse me, Fernet Branca and soda. Of course, they're mixed. And then, of course, we have the wonderful Javier Ramirez, Dak Till Death. We know what he's drinking. Then we got Brandon from Bartenders, Daiquiri, and Car Bombs. Justin Tress up next with a can of Natty and a shot of Rumple. And then we've got Katie, James Smith, Madeline Russell. If you guys check your Patreon, we'll get the drink of choice from you and we'll make sure to list it. But yeah, thank you guys so much. We can't tell you how much your support means to us. I'm literally working right now with broken headphones. They just broke. So guess what your money gets to buy now? New equipment so the show keeps on rocking and rolling.
Look, Mike and I do this because we love the service industry and we want to bring you guys great content, but this is not our day job. With your help, we can keep the stories coming and interview local bartenders from coast to coast. And as always, don't just listen along.
Drink along. Hell yeah.
If you or someone you know is struggling with alcoholism or substance abuse, please contact SAMHSA's National Helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. Their National Helpline is free, confidential, 24/7, and 365 days a year. Look, we love you guys. We really appreciate listening along, but more than anything, we want you to stick around. And you can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself. So if you do need some help, please reach out to their national helpline. If you're an international listener, please just get online and find a helpline or a help center near you. And as always, Steve and I are happy to talk to anyone. If you need just somebody to talk to or vent to, we're happy to be there for you. We can't offer you any professional help, but we really do appreciate you guys being a part of this podcast, and we want you to stick around, and Steve and I are happy to help in any way that we can to make sure that that happens. So thanks again, guys. We love you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Okay, he didn't know. Y'all submitted his dick without him knowing.
No. You're not
listening
to us.
He submitted it 2 years ago.
Two years goes by, and they go, you've won. You're an award-winning penis.
Even a competition. Guess what? The users voted, and he got top 10.
I'm going to take a random guess based on your outfit and where you're from that you understand how, like, 4-H works. You know, like, like best in show.
Oh,
you know,
I get
like,
it, yeah.
You know, most.
He's ready to go. You were so long-winded, motherfucker.
His actual prize-winning category was nicest overall.
Top 10 and nicest overall.
We'd love to see it.
Okay, we're recording both audio and video.
Are we doing it? Okay.
So see, and by the way, this is something we didn't talk about. This is serious.
We all need a shot of whiskey.
Do not be afraid to hit record a little bit before we start, because I love throwing some of the fun stuff at the back end of the episode.
I have been,
all,
don't
we
worry.
We all need a shot of whiskey.
Well, there's two shots here.
Got one.
Oh. Oh, no, we do.
May just say that while we're setting up and not be half an hour into what? The hour.
I thought he didn't.
Fuck him up, girl. Fuck him up. Put him in his place.
Chandler, I told you I'm getting drunk today.
You're not the problem.
Sorry.
I'm the problem.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
Call me Mommy. You're not getting a shot.
Yeah, chef.
I didn't see that, yeah, chef. I didn't see you, that chef. You had one, Zach.
Okay, oh, I got so one.
Mike and I probably could have shared. Thank you, I'm chef. Sorry. Thank you.
Oh, look at that. That's cute. I'm right. The problem. It's me. God, I love the Chiefs, man.
Dude. You know all that,
right, Blondie, calm down. Calm down.
You know that one of the lines in that song is, everybody is a sexy baby.
Okay, someone please fucking explain that to me.
I don't like,
like, is it. Like, she's like calling them baby and saying they're sexy, or is it a sexy infant? I've got to fucking know.
The second one. I feel like it's the second one.
Someone,
I think,
someone get Miss Swift on the phone. I've got questions.
You know how they talk about the reptilian shapeshifters? That
she
like,
is people, one. Like, I've seen it.
It's her.
Look at me really quick. Look at me. Look at me and smile. I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you.
Right. Did you get it?
Yep.
What was that?
It was just something in your teeth.
Was that hot dog? Was that hot dog from Gemini's?
Come on. Hot girl shit.
We're all starting right. The episode in three,